We learned the Ilui Nishmas. My grandmother was Nifteres yesterday. Levi is today. The Ilui Nishmas Esther Chana Bas Meita Sora. Hey Nishmas Tzur B'Tzur Chaim. So we just had the last Gemara. There were four nafkaminas the Gemara brought, things that are not loyig l'doris. Smicha is not loyig l'doris, Tnuf is not loyig l'doris, Shivas Yom is not loyig l'doris, and Ribui and Meshicha is not loyig l'doris. Now, before we go weiter, just I pointed out, the Ironstone asked yesterday when we were discussing about Tnufa, which is Rashi brings the Pasuk of Asher Metzorah. So over there, it's obviously not talking about a regular Korban, because that's the Kapara, Tnufa is only after the Zrika. And Asher Metzorah, since when is Mechaper? An oil is Mechaper. So the truth is, the Rishonim saying Asher Metzorah is not just a Machsher, which is Pashas is, to Metayu, it's also somewhat of a Mechaper. So it could be, since this is a process of the kapara, meaning the tnufa that you should have done, so mele comes in, it has to be mechaper, so it's a part and parcel of the process of the mitzvah, it's mechaper on the mitzvah. So since the process of the mitzvah is the chelik of what you need, so maybe it would come in al kaponim, keep it below, keep it. Zok di Gemara, we're up to two lines from the bottom, daf hei omed aleph. Zok di Gemara, umay time in the man de omar, kol hakos be ma'akev. We had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan says, whatever is written is ma'akev. It's irrelevant if it's a goyel adoris or not. Smicha, tenuf, all these afkaminas don't play a role. It's kolak kosev and ma'akev. So if it's kosev, it doesn't make a difference that lord adoris is not ma'akev. Anything written by the mu'luim is ma'akev. So my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan that he's so strong about the yisoid of kolak kosev and ma'akev? And for the Gemara, om Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, om akro, state in posik as follows. V'asisa le'aron u'levonov kocha. In pashas tetzaveh, there's really two pashas. There's Pashas Tetzaveh, and there's Pashas Tzav. Pashas Tetzaveh is the Tzivui of Shivas Yimei Miluim. The Tzivui, the Torah describes exactly the Tzivui. And Pashas Tzav is the actual Asiya of the Shivas Miluim. The Asiya, when Moshe Rabbeinu actually was Malbish Aaron and everything that took place in the 7 days. And then it says the Karbonus, and Anishminili Miluim. That's following Tzav. But the Tzav is the Tzivui, and Tzav is the Asiya. So Zok di Gemara, in the Pasha of the Tzivui, in Tetzaveh, state Vasisa La'an al of Kocha. And Kocha is a klal and Shas, Kocha is the Kuva. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that Kolakosaben is Ma'akav, it's irrelevant if it's not Gladarius or not. So Gemara Kocha I Kuva, who state in Pazak Vasisa La'an al of Kocha. Zok the Gemara, Tainach, this is only correct, Kol Milsa, the Chsiva Bayan Yonah, the Fahamud Beis. Things that are written by Yonah, meaning things that are written in the Pasha of Miluim, in Pasha Tzavah, so you can say it's Ma'akav, I'll state Kocha on what is written over there. But milsad like siva ba'inyono, things that are not written black and white in that parasha, so menolam that those are ma'akev. Now we'll see soon what that is, but we'll first see the Gemara's teretz. So Gemara gives numerous tzurutzim on things that are not written behedya into tzava. Omer Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, yolif pesach pesach. Well, let's see the Rashi and the Rambam in a second before we know what we're talking about. Of course, it's lakav, right? You're asking the machlokes of Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan.
Why are you bothered so much on the Nishman Yomer? The Nishman Yomer is the more chiddush.
It learns that it's not telling what the Torah wrote, it's what Ma'akav Ladoris is Ma'akav. Now we're asking in Rabbi Yochanan alone, how do you know what's written is Ma'akav? State Kocha. No, because maybe he learns like a Bchanina, maybe it's Taka one, it's Ma'akav Ladoris is Ma'akav. Kocha state, no, it's what's written over here. Zok the Gemara weiter again. So now we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Kocha. Kocha state li kuva. So now, Milsa Laksiva Bainyona, you don't know. Kocha is only written on what's written. In Kochim, you need a special posit Kocha Likuva. Very good. Shia Brown is saying that state in Kochim, you need a Kocha. But al Koponim, things that are not written, so how do you take know those? What those things are, we'll see in a second. But we're asking theoretically, what's not written, how do you know? Enter the Gemara Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, Yalef Pesach Pesach. There's a posit that says by Pesach Oil Moyed in Parshas Tzav. And there's a posik in Tetzaveh. Both of them, it says Pesach. So you have you're learning Betzavok Siv a Pesach Oyel Moed. That's in Tetzaveh. And in Asiya state Oichad Pesach Oyel Moed, Takir Pesach Oyel Moed. So we're learning one to another. So in Mela, even that which is not written in one, we'll see soon what that is. I'm not focusing on what it is yet because I first want to get the Etzim part. The Hainu, it might not be written in one of them, but it's written in the other. things that are not written behedya miluim, how do you know it's makav? The Gemara Koch is not going on that in Tetzava, but it's chotz written in Tzav. If it's written in Tzav, so even though in Tetzava it doesn't say that thing, but Pesach is makav one to another. Rav Meshash or my another teretz. Forget about Pesach. In Tzav alein states, not Kocho, it says Ushmatim is Mishneres Hashem, which is a Kuva. Ushmatim is another saying of a Kuva. So in Mele, it states Ushmatim is Mishneres Hashem is a Kuva. So in Mele, it's Ma'akav. It's telling me that it's Ma'akav. It's written in the other Parsha. In the Parsha of Kocho state Nisht, but in the Parsha of Tzav it says Ushmatim. So Ushmatim is like another way of saying Kocho in the other Parsha. Because there's two parshas, there's Tzivui and there's Asiyah. In Tzivui state, the Tzav state, Kocho. But in Asiyah state, in Tzav state, Ushmartem.
And
Ham, he argues on the Gzeres of Kocho. He says you don't need it. You shouldn't say he doesn't. He says you don't need Kocho. I mean, oh, you're talking about Pesach.
No, I'm talking about Kocho.
No, because
Tzav, it says everything plus the extra cases, no?
I hear. You're saying whatever is missing over there is over here, is written. I hear. Ravashi Omar, may that's fun machlag zenchanami. Ravashi Omar, another teretz, kichen tsuvesi. In Parshas Tzav, state kichen tsuvesi. Another way of saying that it's ma'akav. The same you're saying now, you could say on this next teretz. Kichen tsuvesi state. Kichen tsuvesi, so you don't need taka kocha kocha. You don't need kocha, I mean. State kichen tsuvesi. So again, we have 40 rutsim, things that are not written, it's ma'akav. Behedya. Not everything is written in Tzav like it's written in Tzav. So one is Kocha, is Likuva. One is Pesach, so it's Melamed one another. One is Ushmartem in Tzav itself. And one is Kichen Tzivesi in Tzav itself. What are we talking about? What's this cryptic thing that the Gemara don't say what's not written? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns that it's referring to the Urim V'tumim that are placed in the Choshen. Zog Rashi, what is it? The parshim luim b'zeh adova shatasa loyksev. In Tetzav it doesn't say sheiten ala choishin urim betumim that he placed the urim betumim in the choishin k'shel bishon. Aval b'parshas tzavis aron shenem rasham asiyas amiluim. Over there it says vayiten vayosem ala choishin vayiten ala choishin as urim besatumim. So it's written. I frag Rashi v'im toima even in Tetzav it does say about the choishin in Tetzav v'nem v'nesat al choishin mishpas urim besatumim ain't the parshim luim. That's before the miluim. Parsha Tetzave is begodim also. The end is talking about miluim. So that part is talking about the etzim begodim. So ain't there a parsha miluim, el asiyas begodim. Uven yonah loik siv kochav, that's not, over there don't say kochav, need kochav by the etzim miluim. So Rashi is saying, what are we talking about? We're talking about the what's it called? The urim betumim that are placed in the choshen. Now what are the urim betumim that are placed in the choshen? So Rashi ala teira, Rashi ala, oh, very good. Excellent. You're being mechav into a blaze shach. Zogt, Rashi Alatera says that what is the Urim Betumim that placed in the Choshen? Zog Rashi, Shem HaMefoyrash. And written in the Klaf and placed in the Choshen. And in Bayesheni, it's Takanat L'Doyrus. There was no Shem HaMefoyrash. So Zog Leza Shach, he asked the Belvel, the Biskarov. He says, why does the Gemara bring four Nafkaminas of things that are Nama Akav L'Doyrus? And that would be the Nafkamina of Chinev Yoichanon, Smicha, Tnufa, Levisha, Ribuya Meshicha. There's another nafkamina, Urim Betumim, according to Rashi. If Rashi is saying Urim Betumim is something that it's talking about them, if Rashi sheet the Shema Mefarish, so Mel, it's not Lederus. So that could be the nafkamina. And then it's more than that. The Rambam argues in Rashi. The Rambam holds, you know what Urim Betumim is? Urim Betumim is the Avnei Choshen with the names on there. That's Urim Betumim. They lit up and that was the Urim Betumim. So, Frekla Blazer Shach, this is really the Kashi asked of Biskarov, that how could you say that it's Loik Siva? Like Siva, Choshen state. And Choshen on Avonim is Nishken Choshen Nisht. According to the Rambam, Shema Mefarish is the stones, the Avonim on the Choshen. The Avonim on the Choshen without Avonim is not a Choshen. So when it says in the Parsha Tzav and Tzav, both it says Choshen in the Etzim Eluim. So how could you say like Siva? Sha'alti is Lahagriz, he says. And the Biskrov answered him when he asked him his Kasha, it's in Avi Ezri, in Beis Abchira. Kosher l'shitza Rambam. So he says, I'm a kosher, eche parsha Rambam, that v'shaalti zoyis l'mor nagon l'gol b'yitzchak zev soloveitchik. And he told me that we're talking about, according to Rambam, you have to learn the Gemara. Not like Rashi says, you have to learn the Gemara. It's talking about Prisha Shiva. Prisha Shiva is written in one and not in the other. And that's what we're talking about, that it's loik siva. The Prisha Shiva. And then he says, I saw my feta, it's a Zalman in Evan Ezel, Taka brings the Tosfos Rid, that is going on Prisha Shiva. That you have to learn. So Melech upon him, this is a machlokes rishonim. Rashi learns is going on the shema on Urim Betumim, which his sheet is shema first, which is shver abizai ishtikol on the gabi the bar number aleph. And the Rambam learns Urim Betumim is the even itself, and if it's the even itself, that avada is written. You can't say it's not written, so you have to learn according to Rambam that it's when the Gemara says loiksiva, what's how mils the loiksiva by Yona is referring to the din of prisha, like Tosfos says.
You don't have it. It's
oh, that's Tosfos Shita. Very good. Tosfos over there learns that it's you had it. It's not called the chisu begodim, but it just didn't work.
It's not, but
it didn't work. Right, right. Well, then he couldn't ask them, but the ma'ase was there. Very good. Very good. That's mamish machlois rash Tosfos. Zog the Gemara. You tracht glat. When you think glat, you're mechavet zut. Oh, zog the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara digresses because since we brought the posik of Kein Tzivesi, Legabi Pashat Tzav, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you other things of Kein Tzivesi. Kein Tzivesi, it says in Pasha Shmini, the next Pasha. Shmini, after Misas Nodav Aviyu, and Elazar and Isomer were oinanim, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you not eating the karbanos? Aaron burnt the soyer shchodesh. There was soyer, there was a shlomim, there was a chatos, there was the karban nachshon, there was a mincha. Mincha you had to eat, even though you're oinan, the Ebeshah told him. But Aaron did not want to eat the soyer shchodesh. That's not something a karban shah. So Mela Dad, he felt that soyer shchodesh is kotche doiris. So there's no heta for oinan. Only kotche shah was a heta for oinan. The miluim, nachshon, etc. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu told him three times. Number one, he told him ki chen tzivesi. Then it, in Shmini, it also says kasher tzivesi and kasher tziva Hashem. And the Gemara explains each one. Ki chen tzivesi is baninus yochluo. That's the gabed mincha. You have to eat it. Even the oinon, you eat it. Kasher tzivesi is b'shas mais omalem. B'shas mais means when Aaron burnt the sorish chodesh, and Aaron said, I can eat it. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. B'shas mais, he said, the second part is kasher tziva Hashem. And he was hoyda v'loy boish. He was taka. He was kotza. But then he made a mistake. He was choyza. And kasha tziv Hashem is going on the shlomim over there. He said v'loy me'ela ani oime, meaning even though I'm hoyda under Rosh Chodesh, I made a mistake. But on the shlomim, the Eivshi, yes, that I heard from the Eivshi, not my own assumption. So those are the three kasha tziv Hashems in the parasha of Shmini. Zok the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yosef Bachanina. Michnasayim in ksuvim beparasha. Now the Gemara says like this: in the Etzim Parsha of the two Parshas, there's the Tzivui in the Tzava, and there's this Asiya in Parsha Tzav of the Shivasi Memiluim and Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron and Bonov. So it says exactly everything that he dressed them. Now the Michlasayim are not written over there; they're omitted. About it, they're part of the Big Dekuna. Michlasayim, of course. So Zok the Gemara, Omer B'Yosef Bachanina, Michlasayim ain't Ksuvim beParsha. It's not written neither in Tzav nor in the Tzava. Zok the Gemara, Soi Bazoi. What's the pshat? Zok the Gemara, Kshu Oimer, V'zeh HaDova Ashetas Elohem. In Parshat Tzava, it starts off, after it's mentioned the Begodim beforehand, and the Etzem Asiyas Begodim, it says, V'zeh HaDova Ashetas Elohem, L'kadosh Oysem L'chayin, L'hovi HaMichlasayim V'asiyas Eifo. It says the Lashon of Vov Moisev, V'zeh HaDova. It should have started the Parsha of Shivat Miluim, the Tzivui, Zeh HaDova. What's V'zeh HaDova? It's Moisev Alinyan Mishoin. And since beforehand it's written Michlasayim, so it's like it's written over here, V'zeh HaDover. It's Moisev Alinyan Rishoin. What's that Inyan Rishoin? Lohovi Michlasayim. That are not written, so it's like it's written. V'asir Se'efa. Asir Se'efa is another din. Asir Se'efa is, we had it in Shkolim just now, that the Kohen Golo brings every day in Asir Se'efa. Likewise, when a Kohen Hedyet is Nischanach the first time, which is a Michas, called the Michas Chinuch, not the Sefer. The Korban that he brings is called a Asir Se'efa. And also the Kohen Gadol, the first time he becomes a Kohen Gadol, brings an Asir Se'efa, besides the daily Asir Se'efa. As a matter of fact, we had a very geshmak or sameach that he says, because the Gemara in Bavli says in Menachos, that if a Kohen is Nischanach the first time, and he also becomes a Kohen Gadol the first time, like Aaron HaKohen, became a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, he brings three Asir Se'efas, three Michas Chinuchs. One for becoming a Kohen Hedyot, one for becoming a Kohen Gadol, and one for it being the Asir Se'efa, the daily Asir Se'efa that it brings as a Kohen Gadol. The Rishalmi in Shkolim we learned says that you only bring two. Why? The one that you're a mischanach to become a Kohen Gadol, the chinuch, and one as you bring every day. Zokta Meir Simcha, what's he say to Machloikas? He says very geshmak. Because what is the pshat in Kohen Gadol? Is a Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot plus? So if I'm a kohen hedyet plus, as I held the bavli, so maybe I'm a kohen hedyet mechanic mechitzchinach, kohen gadol the plus part, and the daily kasiyas eifah, or is kohen gadol a new bear? It's not pesach kohen hedyet plus. I'm my own entity, so maybe I don't have to bring the kasiyas eifah of the kohen hedyet. And he says, very geshmak, that's the machlokes we'll have now in today's omid vayta. What is the pshat in the machlokes if avneter she kohen gadol zu avneter she kohen hedyet? The kohen gadol avnet was made out of kelayim. Mashenka kohen hedyet was not. What's the machlokes if it's the same one or not? Is he a kohen hedyet plus? Then it's avnetoi. Shall kohen gadol is the same as kohen hedyet? Or if he's not a kohen hedyet plus, he's an egg and a bear, kedusha called kohen gadol, then it's not the same one. And it's a gay legabe de levisha also. When he dressed Aaron, is the pshat de levisha, we'll see soon, is the pshat first you have to put on big day kohen hedyet, and then you go on to the shemoyne begodim, first put on those four, is because he's a kohen hedyet plus. So in the say de levisha, it had to be that way. That's also totally in that. He doesn't say that part, but I'll put him. That would be totally in that also. So one thing that we said is going on is on Michlasayim and Al Sira Seifa. That's this Al Sira Seifa that's not written. That's Vizois.
If he gets demoted to being a regular kohen hedyet, does he have to bring another
chinuch? If he gets demoted, does he have to bring another for a chinuch? For a naya chinuch of kohen hedyet? Yeah. We'll the Rishonim say that Lasid Lava, you will see soon, you need a whole new Kiddush Miluim. Because it's this battle b'misosom. So you want to tell me the chayru is a din bittel, would it apply for everything? Who are din legabed din chinuch?
Kohen gadol can't get demoted.
What do you say?
Kohen gadol, what's his kohen gadol? He can't get
demoted. Okay. I mean, they had kohanim gedolim that weren't roi, they didn't demote him. Vice versa, he's right.
Yes, sir. You can't go back to where the gadol
goes. Yes. Zog the gemara. So again, it's mechasayim in aksivin when it says v'zeh hadova shetazalem lekadosh ois melchayim lohavi mechasayim vasil sefer. Zok digmora bishlemi mechasayim ksiva binyonet begodim. I understand why v'zeh hadova is going back to mechasayim because mechasayim are written in the beginning of parsha tzava, in the beginning of the parsha. El asil sefer menolon. It's not written over there. Zok digmora asil zeh. It says v'zeh hadova and vasil sefer. It also says. So there's a stam limud of zeze, and that's how you know asir seifa from here. Zog di gemara weiter. Omar Reb Yoichanon. Mishum Reb Shem Ben Yochai. Minayin shav mikre parsha ma'akev. Again, we're going in sheets of Reb Yoichanon. Reb Chanina said only kolakos v'lederes. But Reb Yochanan says everything is ma'akev. Zok Reb Yochanan, not just everything is ma'akev. What we think we the godim and etc. Even the greeting of the parsha is ma'akev. That means Moshe Rabbeinu read parsha tetzava, and that was gufa. You had to read, and it's ma'akev to read it. The kriyas apar, kriyas atayra. Minayin shav mikra parsha. The reading of the parsha itself of the tetzava of the miluim is ma'akev. Zok di gemara tamalima vayoyim Moshe le'eda zeh hadova shatziv Hashem. We touch the word dover, meaning afilu dibur ma'akev, dover meloshin dibur. So zeh dover state in them, the dibur itself, the reading of the parsha tzava, is ma'akev in the miluim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara continues, keitzel bishon. Keitzel bishon, how was Moshe Rabbeinu malbish at the time in the miluim, Aaron, when he inaugurated him, the first time with the begodim? Keitzel bishon, my dahava hava, it's passe. What's the difference, what happened? As if it's like similar to the Gemara asks, in Zvachim, Hirsel Meshicha. You're asking something that's not relevant. We'll see in a second. It's going to be Lost Lovai. Zvach Gemara, Alakates, Mabitan Lost Lovai. We're asking Lost Lovai. Pagamara, the same, similar. Lost Lovai Nami. Lichshi Ovoi, Aaron, Uvonov, Umoishi, Imoim. So we'll know exactly. The gear says, Shiovoi, Imoim, Vyoimar. So we'll know exactly. So what is it relevant now? So the truth is, the Gemara is saying it's not relevant. Lost Lovai either, because they'll be back and they'll show us exactly what's going to be. So the Gemara sometimes asks Hirsel Meshicha, and the Achronim asking that. Now, what do you mean, Hilsa Meshicha? We have to know all the dinner. Chavetz Chaim gathered people. I think Rabbi Meshu used to say over when he asked his kash on Hilsa Meshicha. Chavetz Chaim deflect chicken briefing in ganz Europe to tell people to learn Avodas Kohuna. So the Gemara is saying, Hilsa Meshicha? What do you mean? We have to know what's going to be the Meshicha. It's a little schwer. But upon him, the Gemara is saying, we'll know then. What? So Melo what? So it's the gay now. Learning Kochim is like Ibn Kaim now. But if Chavetz Chaim wrote in the letters, maybe that's what he meant. In the letters he said, Medav Vissen Vos Medzayin. You have to know what to do. So Melo, what do you mean? They'll show us. No, Medav Vissen, we have two gay. Oh, so Akoponim, The Gemara has this kasha. Now, the Ramban, famous Ramban, argues on the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, the Ramban says that Lo'asid Lovoy, there will be a Shivas Yimei Miluim. Why? Because in Mises Aaron, like I was mentioning before, in Mises Aaron was this battle of the Kedusha. So you need again a Naya Kedusha of Miluim. Lo'asid Lovoy is going to be again a Shivas Yimei Miluim. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, no, it's only not Negei, it's only Lashah. Miluim was a one-time thing. So the Ramban brings a right from this Gemara. This Gemara says clearly, there'll be again a Shivas Yimei Miluim. So the Biskarov in Yuma, in Sefer and Yuma, Rashon and the Kuntras, over there he says the Rambam learned that even though according to Rambam it's not Noig L'Doris, Pshat is, what's Pasha the Seyda Levisha? Forget about a Miluim. There's a Seyda Levisha that's the Geya. What's the Seyda Levisha? And that's what we're discussing. Zok the Gemara, L'chshiyove Aron Avonu V'moshi Yimoim. Elo, Zok the Gemara. Kate, the Gemara is saying, what's it relevant? Ketzad hilbishon lemizbar koi. We're not stam asking Droishu Kabul Skar like in Gemara Zvachim answer. We're saying we have a shverkat with the psukim. The psukim seem contradictory. On the one hand, it seems Aaron is first, and on the other hand, it seems the Bonav were first when it came to certain things at the Avnate. And that's what Gemara is asking, was the Pshan of the Seder Levisha? Zog Gemara, Pligib Bnei Rab Chia v'Rab Yechanan. Chadom Aaron v'achar Bonav. One of them said Aaron first, and then Bonav. V'chadom Aaron u Bonav v'asachas. They were together. And Vasachas doesn't mean Vasachas in one shot. It means Aaron, all the begotten till the Avnate, the Bonav, all the begotten till the Avnate, and then Aaron, Avnate, and Bonav, Avnate. So there's no hefsek between the Avnate of Aaron and Avnate of Bonav. The Mandomit says Yachas, that means Aaron, Avnate, like it says in the Pasuk, they say that for him. It says Ksoines, Avnate, V'chulu, and then Bonav, all the say that, but it's a hefsek between the two Avnates. So that's Machloikis. So Chadomar, Aaron, V'achar Bonav, Chadomar, Aaron, Bonav, Vasachas, Omer Abaya, as follows. The machloekes is only by Avnate. Why? Biksoines umitznefes kule amaloi pligi da'an v'achach bonov. Now, mechnesayim are omitted over here. Rashi says the reason why I don't say mechnesayim, it's poshut mechnesayim. Umechnesayim lehutzach loymar, because I've added it before everything else. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even malbush to mechnesayim. Mishum tznias, because it's mechase the erva, so they did it themselves. So that's why it's not mentioned over here. It's poshut that wasn't part of Moshe Rabbeinu addressing them. They did it themselves. Mokum tznias. Akaponim, Zok the Gemara, so that in Mitzvahs and Ksonis, everyone agrees Aaron was first. Kulam lepligi the Aaron of Achar Bonav. The Bein b'tzavo, sign to tzavo, Bein b'asiyah, sign tzav, Aaron kodim. Keep pligi what's machlekes ba'avneit. Machlekes ba'da avneit. Mando ma Aaron v'Achar Bonav. How do you know Aaron was first? Because it says, d'chsiv, v'yachkor, in tzav it says, v'yachkor oysoi ba'avneit. V'hod d'chsiv, v'yachkor oysom ba'avneit. Black and white, it says oysoi before oysom. Umando ma Aaron v'onav v'asachas. Where do you take that from? Dichsib, because it says in Tetzave, V'chogarta oysom avneit Aaron uvonav. It says oysom, plural. So Mele, it's going by Vasachas, and like we explained, Vasachas means all the begotten till the avneit, all the begotten by the bonav till the avneit, and then avneit Aaron and avneit bonav. Zog the Gemara, Ule man d'omar Aaron uvonav b'vasachas. Ekong to the man d'omar that it was Vasachas. Soy bazoy. Hoksiva yachka oisoi ba'avneit, v'horoksiva yachka oisom. It says oisoi and then oisom. So if it's vasachas, what's that kapshan in the say that says oisoi and then oisom? Zog di gemora, v'horoksiva yachka oisom avneit, zog di gemora davov omaloch, ha'u avneita shal koin godl, loizi u avneita shal koin hedjit. That's this yisoid, that the avneit of a koin godl, which was made out of shatnes, is not the same avneit of the koin hedjit, which was made out of linen. Ulamanda, and that's why it says oisoi and oisom. To tell me that what? That it's two different avnetos, but Avada was Vasachas. Ulamandoma Aaron v'achach Bonav. It says Aaron first, Ois and then Oisom. V'oksiv v'chagata Oisom. It's mashmed together. It's mashmed Vasachas. V'oksiv v'chagata Oisom Avnet. Omaloch ha'ukamash. It's come to tell me Avnetos koin gol. Ze Avnetos koin edyet. It's Oisom to tell me that it's the same Avnet. This machloikas that we said is a koin gol, a koin edyet plus, or is be'etzim an own entity. Is totally the Meisim can say in this machloikas if Avnetos koin gol, ze Avnetos koin edyet. If it's Avnetos koin hedyot, so then it's koin hedyot plus. If it's a different one, so then it's Saki's own entity. The last Gemara will do this tomorrow better. Rabbi Aaron will do this tomorrow better. I'm just going to finish till 2 days. V'yach oisoi v'avnet v'yach oisom lomeli shvamenu an v'achar bonov uvasachas mimishkachas lo this mitzias. The Gemara letzicha the actim, like we said, the actim means all the begodim Aaron, all the begodim till the avnet bonov, then avnet shel Aaron yemakdim, and then avnet koin gol. That's man the Omer that says. That it's Vasachas. The Mandom is Yachazer means like it's Seda Aksuvim. It's Ksoines, Avnet, Aaron, and all the Begodim, and then Bonov, Ksoines, Avnet, and all the Begodim, and there's a hefsek between the two Avnetes. We'll stop over here.